Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Al Benton. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Moose Salters. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. And now, play ball. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Werber moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Werber scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Dietrich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salters for the out. Morgan scores. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair takes first base on ball four. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber misplays the ball. That's an error on Werber. McNair moves to second. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Bishop moves to third. Werber moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Werber scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. There goes Johnson trying to get to third. Kramer throws the ball into Higgins, who tags Johnson for the out. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Soltis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters strikes out. One out. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhodes strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bishop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Dietrich reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wurstler takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Dietrich moves to third. Wurstler moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Werber. Dietrich scores. Wurstler scores. Coleman moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Coleman scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes now catching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Salters hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. Walters hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. McNair reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Walters. Hayes moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dietrich strikes out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wurstler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Wurstler reaches second base with a double. Hayes scores. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Salters. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Wurstler scores. It's Athletics, 6, Red Sox, 6. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 7-6, Athletics. George Pipker is now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Coleman moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Coleman trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Farrell who tags Coleman, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook pinch hits for George Pipgras. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Klein now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 7, Red Sox, 7. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morgan scores. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Lou Finney. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-8, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McNair strikes out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson now playing left field. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-3 in the game. Walters takes first base on ball 4. Joe Judge pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Pennock now pitching. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wurstler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Wurstler reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer bunts towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Wurstler moves to third. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman strikes out. Farrell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Coleman out. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Werber bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Higgins for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McNair hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Johnson scores. McNair moves to third. It's 10-8, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Walters. McNair scores. Hayes moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-8, Athletics. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Worstler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-8, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. It's 12-9, Athletics. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Worstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Walters hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-11, Athletics. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Herb Pennock. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and three walks. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 11. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.